100,000 members. And that's only one of the many reasons why our members have put us first, making us the number one Medicare plan in Florida. So from the 4,800 Florida employees of Humana, we'd simply like to say thank you. The number one plan, according to CMS Medicare Advantage enrollment data by state, May 2011. A health plan and a standalone prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract.
WZAB, Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz. 880TheBiz.com.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
It's 5 o'clock. 880 AM, The Biz. South Florida's only all business station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a super-duper show for you today. We're going to talk the stock market with the money man. We're going to talk real estate, business talk, computers, and executive wellness. First up, we'll do our listener email segment. We may actually save some of those for the end of the show. Then we're going to have Dan Frischberg on. He's the money man. He's heard every morning on 880 AM. And Dan has created one of the fastest-growing sources of information on investing and trading in the country. Now researching audiences all over the U.S., now reaching audiences all over the U.S. Dan's program is regularly picked up on major web portals like MarketWire, Forbes, Dow Jones, and Yahoo Finance. His stock picks and strategies are reported regularly by thestockadvisors.com, AOL, and MSN. Dan will talk about what's been going on in the financial markets and what a safe haven may be for your money in these rocky times. At 5:20, we're going to have Lolly Green, MSW. She's a social worker that specializes in elder care. She'll share a thought of the day with our community. This week, as always, we will discuss her take on positive energy. Michael Kwan will then be up. Michael will discuss functional movements and exercises. Then we'll have our usual weekly segment with Dr. Victor Franks. This week he'll be calling in from the Grand Tetons, and we'll discuss foot, toe, and ankle problems in the easy fix. Then at 5:50, we'll have Matt Gold. That's right, the same Matt Gold that asks me the email questions will be on. Matt's a professional chef, and he will discuss cooking chicken on the go for a fast dinner at home. And then later on in the show at the end, we'll read some more listener emails, and we'll rant about some things that get under our skin. And let's start with some emails. Matt, how you doing this week?
Yeah, baby, you got mail.
Matt, you always want to step on Barry White, and then you want to step on me.
What am I supposed to do?
Stop stepping on people and just be patient.
What are you going to do?
You're going to talk into the microphone,
too.
Let's
do it now. Come on. We got Stan from Brickell. I think it's a great solution to the housing crisis is for institutional and high net worth investors to buy foreclosed homes in bulk and rent them.
Well, that's true. The old model was to buy foreclosed lots, and investors got burned. Now big companies are coming in and buying, and that sort of makes sense. However, the government has tried to float a trial balloon where they want to do this on a regular basis, and there's some problems out there. You need to have both owner-occupied and non-owner-occupied versions, and you can't have a full community of simply investor-owned homes because then no one will care, and it'll just look like a foreclosure zone, and it won't look very well. So I think it's a good idea. It makes sense because of the high volume. We just still need to make sure that they're not all dumped on the market at the same time and that people pay competitive prices so that the taxpayer does not get the shaft. So far in this entire cycle, the person that's been getting the shaft the most is me and you, the taxpayer. What do you got next, Matt?
Penny from Boca.
It's your girlfriend.
Oh, no. Here we go again. And look, she's asking me if I cook.
Well, maybe she caught a vibe. I don't know. So what's the question?
Well, she wants to know if I can come over to her house and cook. Well, I kind of think we got to wait till the end of the show to talk more about that later.
Okay, so we're not going to talk. Yeah, we're not. Penny, send another email and we'll get you hooked up with Matt. Okay,
all right.
What's next?
Who's Santrell from where is Lemon City?
Lemon City is actually the oldest incorporated city in Miami-Dade County, and it's just north of Midtown, off of Brickell, off of Biscayne Boulevard. Not that I'd know.
No, I definitely didn't know.
I'm telling you.
I've tried it. And she, look, Santrell says, look, I've tried and I tried. I just got laid off again. How long is this going to last? Why is it not getting better? I'm so disappointed with our government.
Well, Santrell, the reason this is going to last for a while isn't just the government, but the government has a whole heck of a lot to do with it. The fact that they're gridlocking is just absolutely ridiculous, and they should get out of their own way and realize that they're hired to serve the people. And the Constitution starts off, we the people. Or is that the Declaration of Independence? In any event, the bottom line is this is a place that's about we the people, and the people in Washington have made it all about them. They need to get a grip, and they need to realize that they're hurting the everyday American that's voted for them. And if they want to get reelected, they better realize that the swing voter is the one that's going to put them in, and the swing voter is me, and I'm PO'd. What do you got next?
Francisco.
Okay.
The way that rolls off the tongue,
I like the way that
does neat.
That, huh?
Yeah, he's in Doral. Why is the current economic crisis different from the one in 2008?
Well, the first one in 2008 started from the bottom up. It was all the people having foreclosures and individual credit problems. This time, the predicament is top down. It's our government that's having problems. Another difference is that the last time around, the government had a lot of bullets in its gun, and it didn't have a lot of debt. It was sort of like the American household that wasn't. Now the government is like the American household that is. It has a lot of government debt, fewer bullets in the gun, and a lot less that it can do. A third difference is that that the problem the last time was with individuals deleveraging. Now it's going to be the government deleveraging. There's just not a lot of good things going on this time, but it is different than last time, but I'm not sure how we're going to get out of it. I really don't think we got out of it the last time. And if you want to go back and play the tape, you'll remember that when people ask me what I thought the recovery trend line would look like, I said it would look like the bottom of Charlie Brown's T-shirt, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. They're getting it. It's happened the last 3 days in a row, and we'll talk more with Dan about that, the money man, after this. But got some more questions, don't you, man?
Yeah, I got plenty.
Give them to me.
Gene from Little Haiti, he wants to know, are there any – you know, or is there any good economic news?
Well, the good economic news is that there are price increases in certain areas and certain product types in our submarket. Luxury housing is doing well. You know, condos that are on the beach and in Brickell are doing well. Things that can be bought by foreigners and rented to local people, that is moving. Luxury housing is moving. But if you've got something in the central part of the county that doesn't have any visibility on any highways and no reason for anybody to live there other than the fact that it's a foreclosure, that stuff ain't moving. What else, Maddie?
Juan from Hialeah.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I just retired as a teacher. I have lots of cash in the bank but cannot earn a return. I'm 68 years old, and this is my cash flow I live on. Where is there a safe place to put my cash?
Well, I'd suggest that you put your cash as much as you can into CDs, but I don't know that that's the right answer. Matt, maybe you have an answer for that.
It's funny you should ask. I actually have some annuities, immediate annuities for these guys, guaranteed for the rest of their lives. It could be something to investigate, and I'd recommend them investigating with that. So
how do they investigate?
Well, they can always give me a call, 305-215-7881.
Okay, my fingers are fat and I write slow. What's the phone number if I want information on those annuities?
305.
Okay.
215.
Okay.
7881.
All right, hit me again with a question.
All right, Roger from Boca. You see, he wants to buy some office buildings.
Hey, Roger, how you doing? Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Roger in Boca, two thumbs up to you, bud.
He says he wants to know if you can help him.
Yeah, I can help you, Roger. You want to buy office buildings? You want to buy shopping centers? We can help. We've got capital. Even though many people or many big lenders reneged on a lot of the commitments during the last week, we have capital. We can close either privately or with some public capital sources. So give us a call. We've got equity. We've got debt. We can help you throughout the capital stack. If you need more information, you can give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. So thanks for sending in that email, Roger from Boca. I look forward to doing deals with you.
It looks like Boca's hot right now.
Boca's hot.
Yeah, Jeff is writing in from Boca.
Jeff, okay.
Jeff says he loves multifamily as an investment. How do you think it'll fare in the current economic climate?
Actually going to talk a little bit about that with Dan the Money Man after this. But I think that multifamily will fare okay in the next in the current economic climate. The real issue is you want to make sure you're not buying a pig in a poke. A lot of people are trying to buy these C-quality projects, and they think that they're going to make them into B-quality projects. Okay, I'll buy into that. The question is, will you get the rent bump that you want when most of your residents are having a problem retaining their jobs and are worried about getting a raise, or in some cases hourly, and getting cut back? So you really need to be careful. You need to pick the right property in the right area. You got to make sure you've got the right operator if it's not you. But that is a reasonably good place if you want to invest in real estate. Another one is good, solid triple net real estate, something like a McDonald's or a CVS or a Walgreens. What do you got next, Matt?
Mitch in Aventura.
Hey, Mitch, what's happening? Thanks for listening, man.
He wants to know, what's the new normal? In other words, low growth, high unemployment. You know, what's...
You answered the question, Matt.
I did. Look at that.
That's the answer.
What's the new normal?
The new normal. The new normal is low growth. The new normal is high unemployment relative to the past. And we may be in for 10 years of malaise, just like Japan had. Right now, you can't really tell. It's rather opaque. But I always like to try to remain the optimist. And the optimist in me says there's always a place to look. And when things are going sideways, that's the time for opportunity. The opportunity for me right now is the fact that I have hard money funds to lend and other funds and access to capital and equity. And I can help people get their deals done, even if somebody walked away from them. So give me a call if you need some help capitalizing your transactions. What else, Matt?
Peter from, look at this, Washington, D.C.
Hey, Peter, love the guys that listen on the web.
Nice. That's awesome.
Excellent.
He wants to, he says he's listening up there, obviously up that way, and he says it's gridlock and, you know, there's animosity and he can't stand it. He just wants to know if they're ever going to work it out.
I don't know if they can ever work it out. I think they need to see a marriage counselor, especially Alan West and what's-her-face from Broward, Debbie what's-her-face, Wasserman Schultz. I mean, come on. Let's be civil. I know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is far on the left and Alan West is the darling of the far right. The reality is the majority of America is sitting squarely in the middle. We're like Susie Sorority from the Silent Majority, and people need to listen to us. And what we're saying is, get on the stick and fix the problems. You're elected to fix the problems. You're not elected to get each other angry. You're not elected to create problems. You're elected to solve them. So if you can't solve them, get out of the way and let us bring in people that can solve them. Get rid of the gridlock. And I'm not saying that I advocate either red or blue. I think that the entire country at this point needs to be purple. And if they're not careful, we may turn into green and get rid of all of them. Keep going, Matt. I'm really on a roll now.
I see that.
I'm getting fired up. It ain't even the end of the show yet.
And the word is compromise?
There ain't no compromise. They can't compromise.
That's the point.
They put they dig their heels in the sand and shake fingers at each other and thumb their noses. Why can't they just get along? I mean, when I was in student government, it wasn't the stakes as big, but everybody was just as aggravated at each other. And then we would just talk afterwards and go have a beer. And so we were more professional at 20 than these people are at whatever age they are. Get a grip, D.C. What else, Matt? I don't want to keep talking
you know
about
what?
That.
But I like it. I think it's good.
All right.
I think the people need to know.
The people know already. They're aggravated.
All right. Well, hey, look at this. Blanca. Remember our friend Blanca?
Blanca will be back. She's in Colombia. Is she emailing us from Colombia?
Yeah, she wants to know how the social media is going.
Oh, well, we miss Blanca, and we miss her social media intelligentsia and all of her connections, and we love the fact that Mr. 305 and everybody still listens, I hope. Blanca went away this summer, but she's calling, you know, emailing us for an update. We've totally revamped the website. We've got it up. We've got it running. It's sort of in a beta format right now. I'm going to make it a little bit more professional. It went a little bit over the top. We had a little too much fun, and now we're going to bring it back towards the middle, just the way the government guys need to. But keep your eyes out. Social media is cranking. I'm at 998 people on LinkedIn.
Wow.
So if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you may be number 1,000
wow.
to do it today. And Facebook, we've got Facebook is cranking. Facebook is a really, really great way to see Mike Kwan putting me through my paces or Victor Franks trying to relax me. And you know what a difficult job that is. So make sure you visit us on Facebook. Try to hook up with me on LinkedIn. Search for Jim Fried on LinkedIn Facebook, and what's the other thing? Twitter. I'm at Jim Fried on Twitter. You can always join the discussion at hashtag Jim Fried also. Oh, no, hashtag Get Fried. I'm sorry. Matt, you're writing notes feverishly. What else you got on my email list?
I got Fernando from Brickell.
Fernando, excellent.
Yeah, he seems that he thinks that the government stimulus did nothing. What's next?
Well, they have very few bullets left. And if they're going to use the bullets the right way, as far as I'm concerned, they'll focus on infrastructure that has to do with international trade. Now, granted, that spins very favorably for Miami, but it spins very favorably for the rest of the country because we're going to come back as America by getting reintegrated with the rest of the world. And as the world comes back, we'll come back. Now, if China and Brazil have more modern ports than we do, China and Brazil are going to get more business than us. Miami is dredging its port. Miami has improved itself. Miami's port infrastructure and rail infrastructure continues to need to be improved so that we can maintain our place with the rest of the world. Matt, do I have time for one more?
I think you do.
Give it to me, baby.
Look at this, Clarice. I love these names.
Yeah, I got some good names this week.
Yeah, Miami Gardens.
Hey, Clarice, thank you for listening, ma'am.
I want to open a body shop to help train kids to get good jobs. The issue is I got no cash or credit.
Well, I really can't help if you have no cash or credit. But I will tell you one thing. As I was reading in the paper that Norman Brayman is joint ventured with the Dade County Public Schools to allow kids to learn how to do auto repair and body work over at his place. So two thumbs up to Norman Brayman for that. I love the fact that he's getting involved with our community. Mike, how much? Mike, listen to me.
That's it.
Juan, is that it? All right. Well, we've got Matt getting out of the chair. Do we have a break coming up or we go right to Dan? Right to Dan? Dan, all right. We've got Dan Fishberg. Dan Fishberg is the money man here, heard on 880 a.m. at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9 every day. Dan is going to talk to us a little bit about his strategies and everything else. But, Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be with you.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad to have you.
And let's remind people that they should tune in Morning Drive tomorrow, and they will hear you on my show.
Yeah, that's right. Reciprocal arrangement. All right. Fist bump for that.
Reciprocal.
Dan. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a good time. Dan and I are going to get together. We're going to do a lot of crossovers. We're going to do a lot of marketing together. Dan is a great addition to the 880 AM lineup. And as one of the old timers, I want to thank Dan for coming on and being with us. Dan, what is it that you guys talk about on your show every day from 8 to 9 in the morning?
Well, we answer a lot of questions that people ask as we have here. And we look, I've spent 50 years. I started out as a child on the New York Stock Exchange. My grandfather brought me there when I was about 10 years old. I used to cut school and hang around there with the specialists. I was kind of raised by wolves. And so I've done it all my life. And I didn't even really know that there was a retail investment business until way later in my life. It was just a thing that I knew how to do, and I lived on it up until I was around 40 years old, when I actually started to be a broker, and then I became a money manager, and I got up to, at one time, I was the chief investment strategist for Laffer Frischberg, and I have a lot of experience, and what I do really is I've made every single possible mistake, and sometimes I can save the audience from a few of them.
Well, I could just say that if you haven't made a mistake, I don't trust you. My favorite scene in a John Wayne movie is the Red Adair story, the first scene when a young guy goes, "Hey, John, Red, let me put out this big fire." And he goes, "No, we're going to let Sparky do it." He goes, "No, Sparky made a mistake last week." He goes, "Exactly." So I believe in somebody, if you've made the mistake, and we always say at our shop in real estate, we know what to do because we've made every mistake also. So, you know, I really want to appreciate, I want to thank you for coming on. I know you're all regular on CNBC, Fox, Canadian Business News Network. We were going to talk a little bit today about what some safe investment havens might be. Yeah. Matt had talked a little bit about annuities, but what do you
think?
Yeah,
do you mind if I have a little editorial comment?
Oh, no,
comment?
You're here, you're on, and,
okay,
and Matt's feelings won't get hurt, and if they do, he'll just hit you over the head with his computer.
No, I have nothing against Matt's comments, but I want to tell you this. It's not the guys in Washington. You see, the thing is that Washington is designed to be very difficult to make changes. The people who created our country were more afraid of it being too easy to govern. They wanted to make it very difficult for somebody to get too much power. They were afraid of tyranny. They didn't mean for it to be on 24-hour news, though. And they didn't mean for us to be doing it in front of everybody and embarrassing ourselves with all that infighting. But they wanted all the infighting because they wanted it to be very difficult to make changes. And I think that's a good thing. And here's the thing. We all want daddy to fix it for us, and here you have these multiple daddies. But here's what's happening. We developed our country, and creating the middle class in this country was the most profitable thing that's ever been done on this planet, and the entire world learned from us, and it was a fabulous business. But our middle class is created. The baby boomers are getting old. We've built enough stuff. The rest of the world is learning to imitate us. They're actually building exactly the same way that we did. And naturally, the places with vital young people who want to work cheap and build things and are creating, moving from the country to the city, getting off dirt floors and moving into places, there's a tremendous boom going on all over the world. We've done it here already. Our problem is trying to bring back the 90s, and it isn't coming back.
Yeah, I don't really want to bring back the 90s. What the young people today have to realize is that they're competing with their grandparents. Okay, the people in China and India are hungry. They're climbing up the ladder. They're making their careers. They're making a world. They're making a mark. They're not living off of daddy's largesse. And unless you've been hungry, unless you've been out there working, and let me tell you, you can come here and check out my hand and see the scars from when I cut myself working in the butcher shop as a little kid, cleaning toilets and cleaning meat. If you haven't suffered, you don't know what it's like out there. And let me just say one other thing, and that's that if you haven't worked hard and you haven't cleaned toilets, I really don't trust you and your work ethic. You just got to do it at least once. I mean, it just bothers me, this sense of entitlement that the young people have. Not all of them. I do know a few hardworking folks. But Dan, what's a good safe haven?
Okay, good safe haven. First of all, well, okay, I'll start from the simplest and the easiest to acquire. And look, I promised people on my show that I haven't looked at them in many years, but I did promise people that I would take a look at insurance annuities because, of course, they are safe. The problem with them is they just don't have high returns, but they do give you the return of your money and some return, right?
And we were talking about it in a specific situation for a senior citizen.
I was hoping to find, when I was younger, they had these indexed annuities, which at the time would give you stock market-like returns and with some guarantee of principal, and there were some fees in them, but now they don't really exist anymore because...
Yeah, I would tell you this, Dan, you're absolutely right. I mean, the rates of return on most annuities are very low. What I was talking was a very specific, you know, space. It was an immediate annuity for... The senior, you know, senior group, people that are 68 years old and older, and those people have the opportunity to be underwritten. And so it's something that pays them for the rest of their life, and I'm getting returns, believe it or not, guaranteed for the rest of their life, north of 10%.
Well, that's
unbelievable.
That's terrific, but I do want to talk about other safe havens. We've only got a couple more minutes, and I don't want to step on Dan's time too much. Dan, give me a couple of
other
good ideas.
All right. Alicia, the beautiful Alicia, who is my wife and replacement in business, she's 51 years old, and she runs the business as I sit here in retirement and look at the water and do radio and television. But she is known as the Bond Queen.
Okay.
And she's been spending the last several years, and you understand that she didn't just start this now while the problem was here. She saw it coming a long time ago. She's been going to banks, large major banks, and negotiating deals very much like what I learned to do from the big hedge funds in New York as a kid. They go to the bank and they say to the bank, I want to create a bond, a note. I want this to be indexed to something other than the dollar because I feel uncomfortable with the way the value of the dollar is going to be, etc. She's created bonds that were connected that with guaranteed principal. And of course, you could if you had more time, you could go into how the bank creates them. But
well,
we could talk about it tomorrow.
We could talk about it tomorrow.
Fine. But the bottom line is that she's got bonds that she has created in which they have a guaranteed return of principal, but they are receiving a return over a 4 or 5 year period based on the change in hard money currencies versus the dollar, or based on the change in the value of the building block commodities versus the dollar, or global stock markets versus the dollar. And what's happening is these things are appreciating very rapidly. And if it were to turn out that she was wrong and the dollar was strong and all those things went down, the people still get their return of principal. And so what I would say a safe haven is taking good, solid municipal bonds here in the United States, and then the only danger you have there is the problem of our devaluing the dollar and printing too much money. And so the combination of those two creates a good, solid return, and a reasonable amount of safety.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Dan Frischberg, the Money Man, with the Money Man Report on 880 AM every day, every Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I'm looking forward to appearing on your show tomorrow and doing a lot of cross-marketing and cross-pollinization. We'll be right back after this short break with Lolly Green, MSW, with our positive energy for the day.
Positive energy.
All right, I want to thank the Money Man, and I want to remind you to meet me at the NAIOP, NAIOP South Florida Chapter. They're going to have their meeting on August 25th from 7:30 in the morning to 9:15. It's going to be about current office, industrial, retail markets, and future trends. The panelists will present a discussion of the economic future of South Florida for the three primary commercial real estate market categories. And guess who your moderator is? Me, Jim Fried. So join me August 25th, along with Stephen Battelle, chairman and founder of Terra Nova Corporation, Jonathan Kingsley, SVP at Jones Lang LaSalle, and Harry Tangalakis, Senior Vice President at CBRE. Make sure you join us August 25th. If you want to get more information or RSVP, you can call 954-990-5116 or go to www.naiopsfl.org. Now, we've got another thing that I want to make sure you realize. In today's world of message bombardment, radio offers a great way to reach your target market directly. If you want to reach more upscale listeners across South Florida, advertise on Fried on Business. For more information, contact Jim Fried at 305-3-
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we've got a new segment this week. We've got Lolly Green, MSW, Masters in Social Work, with our positive energy thought. Lolly, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Jim.
Hi, and just for our audience who doesn't know, it's really a ringer. That's my mom out there. We call her Grandma Lolly. Grandma Lolly, how you doing?
Well, you know I'm doing great, and I like to be very positive myself, and so this little segment today is kind of right up my alley. Hopefully, it'll be right up the alley of the people listening.
I'm sure it will be. So give me your alley talk, Mom.
Okay. When you're in the alley, sometimes it's pretty dark. And the news today, they call it news. I don't know if it's really news. But when we turn on TV or we have the news around us, it's been pretty negative. So we have to seek what we call a source of social support, which represents your so-called home team. If you were playing ball, you would have a home team and a cheering section.
Of course.
Maybe it's something we rarely think about because we take them for granted.
Well, because the Marlins and Dolphins have stunk at home over the last two seasons, so we ain't been that much hometown advantage here, but I know you love the games and you love the Dolphins. We've been there and you sit in the rain, but tell me about your positive attitude.
All right. So we have to decide who are our resources when we are feeling that we are coming up short, having a really bad day. Maybe it would be our spouse, a soulmate, brother, sister, mom, dad, best buddy. But since we rarely think about it, today might be a good time to actually make a list of the people we consider most valued and trusted in our lives, which is our support system.
So the reason I'd have that list and I'd set it next to my desk or next to my phone in my home is because if I had like a negative energy or a negative thought or I was sliding into the negative world, then I could actually look at this list, call somebody that would be in my support system, and they would start helping me get on the road to mental health recovery.
Correct. When things seem to be going terribly wrong or even just a little bit badly, who are the people we can reach out and touch, just like you said? In some cases, it's best to share the bad moment with a spouse, but sometimes that can be a bad idea. Better to have an outside person who can defuse our negativity.
Yeah, it's very difficult, especially if you work in a hard-charging environment at the office. There typically isn't anybody at the office that you can open up to, but yet people have a relationship, and they may open up to the wrong person at the office at the wrong time. So again, I guess it's better to export your need for offloading the negative energy.
Exactly. Making a list of that helps us to recognize who these sources really are and helps us to rank their value as high on our list of priorities. After all, we never know just when we may need their backup.
Yeah, well, it's very important to have that at your ready hand.
Right. Make the list, put it in your wallet or somewhere easy to find. And don't be shy. Use these folks as needed.
Well, they should be loved ones or people that are close, and you should probably alert them, sort of like the way you leave a key with a neighbor. Hey, I'm leaving my key with you. Hey, you're on my list. If I'm having an emergency, I'm going to call you.
That's a great idea. Does this sound a little bit like a prescription for medication?
No, it sounds like it is.
And use it as needed.
Oh, you tricked me. You tricked me. It is a prescription. It's a prescription for solid mental health.
Correct. We all need help to get through those bad times. So like the Boy Scouts say, be prepared.
All right. Well, always a source of great positive energy. Grandma Lolly, thanks for joining the show today. We look forward to your segment every week for your positive energy fix.
Love you and love talking to you.
All right. We'll talk to you off the air real soon.
I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
No, I just love those good vibrations of Lolly. We're going to be having Grandma Lolly on a regular basis on the show. Want to make sure you listen in. She's got some great advice. She's gotten me through the real estate crisis, and she can get you through whatever's ailing you. As I like to say, if you need commercial real estate financing, how about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help in either case. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Remember, we told that to Roger early in the show, and I'll tell that to you if you call me. If you need to restructure your capital stack, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Now we're here with the guy that keeps me fit, Michael Kwan. Michael, how you doing?
Great, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing better every week. I'm getting strong. I'm losing that thin, flabby old man look. Soon I'll let you take a picture of after, but I'm not ready yet. I promise you, though, we are looking fit. We're feeling fit. We're much better with our mental health, too. It makes you sharper and feel more positive.
Great. Now you got the curls for the girls.
Yeah, that I got it. I got the guns for the guys. I don't know. Was that right? Oh,
I don't know.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now, Mike, today what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about functional movement and training. What is that?
Well, it's a it's basically exercises that focuses on utilizing the body to handle everyday movements. This is going to help you prepare for everyday activities and decreases your chance at getting injured. You see all these machines in the gym that targets and focuses on one specific muscle, and you know, which is really great for training, but it's such an old school way of thinking that, you know, sometimes what's the point of being really strong if you hurt yourself bending down and picking up a box?
Yeah, I mean, even the baseball players say they don't want to get over-muscled. They want to maintain their flexibility. So I got to believe that everybody's particular role in the world has a different requirement for flexibility and body functionality.
All right. It's a great tool for rehabilitation as well as just prepping yourself for, you know, movement. It's a great tool for all types of people, average Joes to competitive athletes, But, you know, the balance and flexibility is really the key for functional exercise. And I've trained my clients who are pretty strong and they can lift heavy weights, but I threw in some balance exercises and they're stumbling around trying to balance themselves, or they're basically screaming and yelling whenever I'm trying to stretch them out. So it's a really important thing to do. And, you know, they're often overlooked, but, you know, back when there were no gyms, I think, you know, people were actually using the environment and, you know, put their bodies to work out. And actually, I think back then it was actually called work because, you know, we had less equipment and technology to help us do things. So we actually used our whole body to learn how to carry most of the load.
Yeah, God and Mother Nature were the first two taskmasters, but you've taken their place, Mike. Now, you know, so you say machines in the gym are a waste of time and space. I know whenever we work out, we just use bands and rollers and different, you know, a couple of little barbells occasionally.
Yeah, you know, I've, the longer I've been training, I've tend to getting away from using machines because to me, they're just, you know, they're taking up space. They're 200 pounds a piece, and they're really only specific for one particular muscle. And, you know, that's just, you know, if you're working out at home, you can't have a whole full set.
No,
of
that
gym,
started so. That crazy, whatever the thing with the bands and the poles and the things that everybody mm-hmm. would buy and then leave in their extra room forever and never use that. Bowflex. That's right. We're not here to advertise. Bowflex. No. I like that word though.
But that is a pretty good idea as far as, you know, keeping it to one machine and uh-huh. using it all that way. But, you know, there are definitely a lot more better things to do out there. Isolated exercises like those machines should be just limited to a few exercises per workout. But here are a couple of things that you can do to upgrade your different workouts.
Well, I know that you've got me doing the leg squats, and that just knocks the crap out of
me. Yeah, that's one of the things I like to do is it's actually just a one-leg squat, and that's you're going to be balancing on one leg, and it's going to challenge your individual legs to handle its own weight. You're going to be using a lot more stabilizer muscles, and you're going to be you can add this into a conventional squat or leg press, and that's going to give you a lot better of a workout.
Now, you also have that funky push-up that I've seen you doing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, if you've seen me do the push-up and I come up to balance on one arm and make a T with my body, that's pretty much it. And
You're just showing off.
But I haven't done the one where I'm basically coming off the ground and clapping yet for you. So
yeah, well,
maybe
when you do that,
maybe next time.
I'll exercise the center finger on my hand when you do that. Now, tell me another good. Tell me something about the stability ball.
Well, the stability ball and
I love that.
The Bosu ball, which is the one that's
ball?
Half. No, that's a medicine ball, but the one that's it's a half-rounded.
Like a thing that makes you unstable when you step on it. The uh-huh. kind of it's another core thing,
right? And those, you know, you can basically.
I'm holding my core here.
you can basically do anything, total body workouts using just a stability ball. Bosu balls are great for total body workouts as well, and it definitely trains the smaller muscles, stabilizer muscles in your body, and eventually those will get strong, and it'll help you eventually get stronger overall.
And to be functional.
And be functional.
Now they have functional literacy. Now we have functional exercise. Now, Michael, if somebody wants to reach out to you, if they're interested in learning how to get more functional, how do they reach you? How do they get a hold of you?
You can give me a call at my cell phone. It's 972-978-7846, or visit my website at www.siphonfitness.com. It's siphon spelled with a Y. And you can go on there, follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and, you know, keep up to date with what I'm doing.
Yeah, people can also see you putting me through the paces if they go to the Freedom Business Facebook thing. And I can tell you right now is that when Mike is in the gym working me out, at least a couple of people come over every time to check us out. I know Mike's picked up some business, some people that he trains from just working me out. It's been just absolutely fabulous. And for you ladies out there, Mike trains my wife. And my wife is no easy game. And Mike, I got to tell you, she has raved about you. She says you're the best trainer she's had, and she's trained on Fisher Island. She's trained at all these funky gyms, at the Pilates studios, at everything. And I'm telling you, Mike, what you do for my wife in calming her down, getting her fit, and getting her ready to go as far as mentally and physically is just an absolute miracle. I got to tell people that if they want to really get fit and they want real good, solid exercise without it, not having a taskmaster, but having a complimentary person helping you tune up your body, you should talk to Mike. Mike, give him that contact info again. Sure. This is important to me.
Yeah, it's 972-978-7846, or website is www.siphonfitness.com, and it's S-Y-P-H-O-N. And you know, once again, Facebook and Twitter, follow me.
Follow him. He's terrific. We're going to be back after this short break with our next segment, which is going to be with Dr. Victor Franks. You'll want to stick with that, as Dr. Franks will be calling in shortly. All right, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure everybody out there joins me at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation's 14th annual, my gosh, has it been that long, Sunset Over Miami. This year's chair, Arno Cassenti, has got a great event planned for you. It'll be hosted by Apollo Bank. It'll be held on Thursday, September 15th, right after the show at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Apollo Bank at 1150 South Miami Avenue. You want to make sure you're there. It'll be the event of the year as far as the local real estate industry is concerned. I pick up a transaction every time I go. The covert is $45 until September 8th, and then it goes to $55. After that, it'll be $65 at the door. Make sure that you RSVP by calling 786-866-8446 or go to or email the network at jewishmiami.org. So make sure to join me at Sunset Over Miami on Thursday, September 15th.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. While we wait for Dr. Victor Franks to climb off his mountain, stop meditating, and stop collecting herbs and medicines and making them and get to his cell phone and call us, we're going to go to our next segment, which is Matt Gold. Matt, back on the show.
I'm back, Jim. Listen to me, Jim.
This is something different.
This is new. This is something we got to do, buddy. This is called Cooking With.
All right, give it to me.
We're going to talk about how easy it is to cook. We're talking about chicken.
Okay, we're talking about chicken.
You like roast chicken?
I eat it pretty much every day.
It's really delicious.
It is.
And it's so easy to make.
Yeah, it is.
Let me tell you something. You can do this. I'm telling you.
I can do this.
You can do this.
Can my wife do this?
She can do it too.
Well, it's important that she can do it because she cooks, not me.
Look, all you got to do is get a 3-pound bird.
Okay.
Any supermarket out there sells them.
A 3-pound bird.
Yeah, raw. Make sure they're raw. Don't buy those cooked ones because you know what happens when you buy the cooked ones?
Yeah, and I don't want to eat it raw.
Yeah, that's the whole point is you got to cook it yourself and do it right.
All right.
You put some salt and pepper, a little olive oil. You chop up some onions. You put a little more olive oil. Boom. You got yourself a delicious setup. All you got to do is put it in a nice big roasting pan. I'm sure you got one.
And I got two big roasting pans.
You just need one for this episode.
Do I need a cover?
No, you don't even have to cover it.
How about a tent with one of those aluminum things?
You could, but it's not necessary.
All right, what's next?
I look to add a little Hungarian paprika. You know why?
You like a little crispy.
Well, I like a little crispy. I like the sweetness of what that provides. I like the way it cooks. It gives it a nice color, a nice sheen. You're going to be very happy with this.
It sounds wonderful.
And it's so simple. You put the oven on 400 degrees to preheat it as you're prepping your bird. And it's easy. Really, really easy. I
so
just
anybody
told you how
can
to do
it.
Anybody can do this.
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
How long do I got to cook it?
You got to do about 40 minutes for a 3-pound bird, maybe 45. You got to make sure that internal temperature is about 165 degrees.
How do I do that? Stick my finger in the bird?
Well, unless you have a thermometer on your finger, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
But I would tell you, you could buy it any kind of thermometer in any kind of cooking store. They have it all over the place.
All right.
But
what
it's
else
easy.
Do I got to know about cooking chicken?
Well, you want to have a couple of sides, right? You want to eat other things, not just the bird.
Yeah, well,
right?
Usually,
so
yeah.
I like carrots. I like potatoes. I like people have those things, too. You know
I like
what I mean?
Spinach as well.
Well, let's start with carrots and potatoes.
Okay, carrots and potatoes.
You clean the outside. You chop them up. You throw them in the same roasting pan as the bird.
Really?
That's it. Simple. 1, 2, 3. Same little bit of olive oil, a little salt and pepper. You're good to go. It's going to take the same 45 minutes. Make sure you cut them in small pieces. Because the smaller they are,
the better
quicker,
they'll cook.
The better and quicker they'll cook. And that's
excellent.
What you want. You want them to cook quick.
All right. What else do I need to know?
Well, you got to know that these things are going to be delicious. And you're going to be the hit of the party, even though it's just you and your wife.
Well, that's fabulous, Matt. Are you going to do this on a regular basis? Are you going to bring in other quick things that executives
can
learn how to cook
at home?
Absolutely.
This is what it's all about. It's about you busy executives on the go. You have no time. I'm telling you, I was going to say the wrong word. But I think that's bull. I'm telling you, you got the time. You can eat healthy. You can enjoy the food. It's easy. It's delicious. And I'm telling you, you can do this.
Matt, thank you so much for bringing your positive energy and your positive recipes. We'll have Matt Gold on a regular basis from now on. Matt is a professional chef. He's had his own bakery up in Boca Raton. He's top of the line. He comes to our house and cooks all the time. You're going to want to make sure you listen in for Matt's cooking tips every week. And now Victor has climbed off the mountain. Victor has climbed off the mountain. He will be back with us in just 1 minute after this short break.
I want to time it with you. We're jamming, jamming. And I hope you like jamming.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. I feel nice.
Oh, yeah. Victor has climbed down from the mountain. Victor is now in the house. Dr. Victor Franks, welcome back to the show.
Well, I climbed down from the mountain, Jim, and my feet feel better. If your feet hurt, it's pretty hard to climb up and down mountains.
Now, do you wear those funky shoes that have the toes on them?
Well, funny you should ask. Just last week, and I always said, forget it. They look too ridiculous. There's no way I'm going to buy those five-finger shoes. But I thought about it, and I said, you know, I don't need to wear them out in public. I wear them around my yard. I hike with the dogs, and that's about it, and wear them as slippers around the house. And it is amazing what it's done for my feet already. I got to
really? So it makes your feet feel that good, huh?
Well, what it is, you know, first of all, I played tennis for 40 years, and that slamming the toes in the end of your shoe, my toes just hurt most of the time. But regardless, even if you haven't played tennis for years, you think about a regular shoe, no matter what kind of shoe.
Hold on. Before we go any further, I'm going to out you. You were a letterman in tennis at Ohio State. You didn't just play tennis as a kid.
Okay.
All right. And you were a letterman in golf, too, right?
Not letterman in golf.
Okay.
I was a teaching pro for years.
So I'm sorry. I confused your skill set. I apologize. But anyway, back to the feet.
I've just taken up golf again, so... but anyway, back to the feet. You think about your feet, how the toes are just pressed together inside. I don't care what kind of shoe you're wearing. So these five fingers, they actually spread your toes, and also they get all the tendons in your feet involved. And I swear, Jim, after just a couple of times wearing them, the relief and the pain in my toes was marked.
Hey, listen, I don't doubt it. In fact, when you come down here and I finally get a chance for you to shake hands with Mike Kwan, I want you to know Mike Kwan wears those shoes all the time. I break his chops on them. They look so funny, but he loves them. He's smiling right now from ear to ear. Can't wait to meet you.
I had to get over the look, but it's worth it. Even if you're ridiculed, it's worth wearing them.
I don't think people are ridiculed anymore. I think it's an idea in currency. I've seen them advertised in a discount now at the sporting goods things. This is something people want and have, so I think it's great stuff. Now, how does this impact your feet, Victor?
Well, you know, like I said, the tendons that attach to your toes, they're all in one position when you're in a shoe, whatever kind of shoe. So these spread your feet. But without having to go out and buy five fingers, there's a lot of other things you can do that's going to impact your toes, your feet, and your ankles.
Okay, so give me some good stuff.
Well, Miami, let's face it, you got the beach at your disposal. I don't. I'm up here at 6,000 feet. There's not many beaches around.
I love walking in the sand. Is that good for me?
Well, not only that, but walk in above the high tide mark where it's really deep, soft sand.
Oh, where it's soft,
slow.
Right.
Yeah, walk slow and watch how your feet will sink as you slowly walk, and you'll get all those tendon stretches just like the five fingers is doing for you, but even more so. And so it strengthens your calves, but it's the stretching of the tendons that is so important. Or walk down in where, you know, the waves are coming in. But walk slow, so allow yourself to sink in that soft sand. And people go, man, he must be old because he's walking really slow.
Nah, well, you know I love walking on the beach. You know I'm Mr. Beach Bum, so this is good stuff for me.
That, and, you know, it's so hot that I have to tell you, it's 75 degrees up here, and it's perfect. So you need to get to the beach because I know it's hot down there.
Oh, we don't like you, Victor. It's so hot down here. It's disgusting down here. You can peel the environment off you. But so what are some other good things about my feet, toes, and ankles? Because if my feet, toes, and ankles aren't feeling good, the rest of me can't possibly be feeling well.
That's true. I mean, when your feet hurt and your whole body just feels tight, you don't feel good if you've been on your feet all day. So there's a lot of very simple tools you can use at your desk. So when you're at work, you don't have to, you know, sorry, got to go to the beach. You can do this right at your desk. First of all, you can buy a footsie roller, one of these little carved wooden rollers at a health food store for $10, and roll your foot on that. So we've talked about foot reflexology in the past, and that's one way to really affect all the different reflex points on your feet, along with the physical action of working on your tendons, or a golf ball. And actually start off with your socks on, hopefully heavy socks, because the golf ball will be so intense at first, you go, man, this hurts too much, I can't do this. But with reflexology, the more you work it, the pain seems to dissipate. And it also, it's like you're giving yourself an internal organ massage as well.
Well, Victor, we've only got like about a minute left because we went searching for you. So tell me, what's the one takeaway that you've got for me about my feet? And I love the golf ball thing. I use the golf ball. I also use the tennis balls. So I really appreciate all your tips. They're really, people don't realize how these little tips are really fabulous and really impact your quality of life.
Okay, one other thing. You have to understand that all the muscles that operate your toes and cross your ankles and go across the bottom of your foot and top of your foot, all start in the side of your calf, up below the knee on the side of the calf, and that's where you want to work. So you can cross your legs like a guy, wrap your fingers around, give it the claw, and you'll feel those muscles in the side of your calf, and they'll feel like piano wire.
Oh, God, it's killing me right now.
Yeah, so just grab them with your fingers and roll your foot and your ankle in circles, both directions, or cross your legs like a woman.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
Yeah, or cross your legs like a woman does and poke your other kneecap into the side of your
calf. Oh, you taught me that before. I've done that before. That's great stuff.
Poke it in the top third of the outside of your calf and roll your foot in circles, and it'll hurt. And
Oh, it's killing me.
Yeah, do that.
Ouch!
A lot of your ankle, toe, and foot problems will magically disappear.
I don't feel good, but every time I talk to you and practice what you preach, I do feel good. Victor, thanks so much for climbing down from the mountain this week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week about health and wellness.
Always good to be here, Jim.
You're the best, Victor. We look forward to our segment next week. Take care. Right. Be well.
Good. Bye-bye.
I feel good. I know that I can do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, I should respond. Oh, I love Victor Franks. I love his tips. I love Mike Kwan and his physical workout. Matt, I want to thank you so much for that tip on how to cook a chicken. I'm sure there's a lot of ladies and guys out there that want to impress their significant other by cooking a chicken, and they don't even know how to boil water. I'm glad you helped them find their way through the kitchen, and we'll do more of that in the coming weeks. I want to thank Grandma Lolly for coming in and giving us some positive energy. Now it's time for me to get a couple of things off my chest. You know, one of the things I really don't like is people that don't keep their word. You know, we've got the people that in our office, we had signed up a bunch of loans. They were all ready to go. The money was paid. Everything was ready to go. And then we got a call yesterday, said, sorry, the deal's off. The market's frozen. We're not going to make any loans until we know what's going on. That's breaking your word. That's hurting people for no reason at all. You shouldn't do that. Another person's word that I don't like is the people that do the strategic defaults. These people, they need to get themselves straightened out. Okay, I was reading in the paper where David Cassidy is doing a strategic default. He's quoting himself in the paper. Well, all I wanted to do was a strategic default. I'm sorry, but Mr. Partridge Family, you don't do that because the person that's picking up the tab is me. I got to pick up the tab for you, Mr. Movie Star, and I don't like that. That doesn't make me feel good. Another thing that gets me aggravated is the fact that whenever something happens now in local city politics, they figure they're going to run a recall election. Now the police department has to give back some of the gains that they got because of their manipulation of the system the last time. And so they're angry that the new mayor of the city of Miami wants to go after them. You want to know something? Take a lesson and learn. The money that it costs for us to run a special election to get rid of the mayor is more money than it should cost. Instead of making the special election, ask them to give that kind of money to you and your pensions. Make a deal, not problems. You're the police. You're supposed to protect us, not aggravate us. So the other thing that I got that's a problem, and this is directed to Wall Street, is to not let fear stop you. Remember, don't let fear stop you. Keep moving forward. Take it on a molecular level, one molecule at a time. If you keep the molecules moving, you will do well. I, as always, want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank you, our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for me on 880 AM next Thursday at 5. We'll also be on the Money Man Show tomorrow at 8:30. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in.
Stocks rallied, reversing yesterday's drop for the S&P 500 index. I'm Charlie Pellet at Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York. It was a 4.6% gain today for the S&P 500 index, up 51 points to 1172. Stocks moved higher after a decline in jobless claims and better-than-estimated corporate earnings. Ira Epstein is managing director of the Ira Epstein division of the Lind Group, and he says he's not convinced that these gains are sustainable.
My problem is I see a dollar going down, and I'm convinced that the volatility in the stock market's not tradable. It's like robots have taken over, not investors have taken over. Nothing's really changed. That's the problem with the market. Nothing's changed.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 423 points to 11,143, up 4%. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 111 points to 2,492, up 4.7%. And that's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
WZAB, Sweetwater.